Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important pop, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Whoa!
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And wake up. Good morning, everybody. We're so glad that you are with us, and we're so glad that we are with you this morning to bring on another episode of Chatting from the Word in the Morning with your host, Brother Oscar. This is episode 295 on the BTR platform, and we are so delighted to bring this program on to, you know, put that special something in your Christian walk. Today, put that echo and pop in your crystal walk this morning, and we hope that we are doing just that. Oh, my friend, the Lord has blessed us with another wonderful benefit, hasn't he? Another benefit of another wonderful, wonderful day. Or yesterday, this day was even fouler. But the Lord loves us so much that we that on this side of heaven, we that on top soil, and not the soil on top of us, with another wonderful, wonderful day. Yes, he has given us another wonderful day. Hey. Yes, he has. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you this morning. But my friend, we serve a good God, don't we? And he's just not good some of the time. But our Lord, he's good all of the time. 24/7. We hear on you. You hear, I'm here. The Lord's given all of us a second chance to make what's wrong in our lives right, to get it right, to get it right. Are you ready to get it right? Most of us would not even get it right if our life depends on it. But you know what? In other words, it does, because you don't make it right while you're living down here on this earth. Once you close your eyes in death, you can't make it right then. It would be too late. There's no such thing as purgatory, no between place. You're either going to heaven or you're either going to hell. So we got to get it right down. But don't wait until you close your eyes when you can't make it right. Are you listening, Brother Oscar, this morning? Don't wait. But we hope that you have your ears on. We hope that you're ready to listen to us this morning. Chatting from the Word in the Morning. We have a fine program lined up for you tonight, this morning. We really, really do. But first of all, we want to welcome all of our new listeners. If this is the first time, listen to us here on the Word. We would love to welcome you to the program, but not only just welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest, and we just want to thank you for having your ears on. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. And we hope that you keep your ears on the program this morning. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. You appreciate you for having your ears on. Amen and amen. And we hope that you keep your ears on through the whole program on this fine, fine morning that the good Lord has blessed. Amen And amen. All right. Thank you. All right. We hope that you're turning in your contributions. And first of all, we want to thank those that have. And keep on giving to us here on Chatting from the Word. We need your financial assistance in keeping this fine program going and going. So don't forget about us. So then you wonder what it's to turn into contributions to. We do have an account on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal web page, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork343@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork343@gmail.com. And at first, you can, and that is us too. It is safe to say that you can put your contributions there when that Oscar York policy comes up, okay? And you also can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And we want to thank you in advance for your generous love offering. Amen. And amen. Chatting from the Word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so blessed to do it. And we can be a blessing to you on this wonderful, wonderful morning. Amen. And amen. Excuse me. And amen. It's time for our roll call. You have to, I apologize for the coughing. I've been having problems with my breathing this morning. I do apologize for that, and I hope I can get it under control, but I believe I have it. That's why pretty soon we're going to have a new co-host, now. I'm going to put that in. I told her this morning I'm going to say something about it Friday, but we're going to have a brand new co-host. We don't know sure when, but we know we're going to get some help in bringing our program on the air pretty soon, because Oscar can't do what he wants to do. I once did. So we want to hire a new co-host to host our program on the field. Okay. But this is our roll call, and we just want to say good morning to you, especially you all that are listening to the program live. We just want to say good morning, and we have not done the homework to see details to see what city, country, or state they're listening. But if you are listening, we would love to say good morning to you, and thank you for allowing us part of your morning. Amen and amen. And my friend, that was your roll call this morning. And now it is time for us to do a snap side of the program today to allow you to know what you are in store to listen to this morning. Because we don't want to give you nothing to listen to. We want to give you something, at least something to listen to. Is that all right? We hope that it is, okay? New song, of course, Singing Hallelujah, a song by Steve Adams. Brother Steve Adams did a great job on our introduction song. And that was Steve Adams singing Glory Hallelujah, Hallelujah. I can't wait till we go marching to heaven. That's going to be a glorious day. And I don't know about you, but we're going to be happy when the Lord comes back for his church, for his people. And we're going to be in the air, Thessalonians said. We're going to be caught up with him in the air. So we can't wait for that day to come. And I don't know about you, but I can't wait. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And, of course, our scripture text would be taken from a prayer time, would be taken from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 15 through 23. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, 15 through 23, if you care to read along with us. And, of course, Radiance Acapella will be singing 3 Hour of Prayer. And, of course, we are doing the chat today. Yes, we're chatting about the Word of God. And we've been coming for several months now from the letters that Apostle Paul wrote to the church. And we are in the first letter that Apostle Paul, Brother Paul, the Apostle, wrote to the Corinthian church. And we are chapter 11, verses 17 through 34. 17 through 34, Luke 22, 17 through 22, Acts 2, 1 through 12, and Acts 20 and 7, and Exodus 12, 1 through, I believe, are the verses that we are going to use this morning during our chat. And, of course, we're talking about the Lord's Supper. And many today don't know what the Lord's Supper is all about. So what we want to do this morning, we want to knock out all the myths. And that's all they are if they're not according to God's word. They're myths. You may do a myth about the Lord's Supper. We want to know what Paul has to say about the Lord's Supper in our chat. And if you want to join the chat, of course, you can call our number is 319-527-6722. If you want to join the chat, our number is 319-527-6722. And my friend, that was the program today. Yep. Left side of the program today. Amen. And amen. Are you ready? Are you ready to get on board the gospel? And if you're ready to get on board this train, get all lined up, line up, line up, and have your tickets out. And if you lined up with your tickets out, get on board the Gospel Express. Oh, Our prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, just send it to my email addresses, which is lowercase york3443@gmail.com, or you can send it to chattingfromtheword@gmail.com, or you can call it in. Call-in number is 319-527-6722. That's 319-527-6722. Or you can put it on our Facebook page. Running. You can do just that. If you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word. And as always, if you have a prayer request that you want to keep confidential, that is fine with us here on Chatting from the Word. We do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name. And I'll be just and pleased to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us. And as always, we want you to keep in your prayers those that have been requesting prayers for quite some time, those that have lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult time at this time. You've all a situation, their parents losing their babies, and others who lost mothers and fathers. And, of course, the Ukraine and Russia conflict, we need to pray for that. And, of course, pray for those that try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, of course, pray for your brother Oscar here. Pray for me as I pray for you. Amen. And amen. One another, we really, really do. My friend, if you have a copy of God's Word, and if you want to read along with us our scripture text for prayer time, we'll be coming from 1 Thessalonians 5, 15 through 23. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, 15 through 23. And Brother Paul the Apostle said, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise and prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Apostle Paul said, pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray and pray. And the world needs praying for this morning. Are you ready to approach the throne of grace so that we may find help in times like these? Our Father, our God, be holy, holy, holy. Father, you are finite, you are magnificent. And Father, we come to you this morning with our heads bowed, lifted up to you, Father. First of all, and thanksgiving. Father, thanking you for giving all of us on this time of life another day, a second chance to make us right, make us own our lives. And Father, we say thank you, Father. And Father, we thank you for allowing your Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, to come down on this field to show us how to live, to show us how to love, and to show us how to connect with you. And take it upon himself a cross, die in our place, and coming soon, so that our sins may be washed away from this world. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you so, so much for him. Father, you've already come to lost your babies. We pray that special comfort that you come pray for those who lost mothers and fathers. Father, we pray that you come to them. Father, we pray for Ukraine and Russia conflict. Father, we pray that Mr. Putin will stop all the innocent killings and the bombing and love. Oh, Father, 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 we pray for those that try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel. Father, we come back to the world in which we live in. Father, we recognize the world is turning everything you say you want out of service. And Father, we just pray that if we can influence someone to come to Jesus Christ, just one person, we've done a whole lot, Father. Oh, Father, Father, we come praying for others who have lost loved ones. Come praying for all of us. We pray for the family of the police officers that have given their lives in the line of duty. We pray, Father, that you comfort them. Oh, Father, we pray for all of our political leaders. Oh, we recognize the tough job that they have in making laws. We pray, Father, they never make laws forbidding us from making laws. They make laws where we have to live in peace. Come to the church once again, more and more. Help us through the life and leading others. Oh, Father, come to all of our lessons this morning. We pray for all the doubts and fears. We pray that you cast all the doubts and fears in the deepest part of the sea, that it can be surfaced anymore. Oh, Father, come past our program here, chatting from the Lord. Help us to connect this morning. What come together in the church. Lord, help us that we may say something to help the Lord that's coming. There is something with this system of work. And Father, as always, we pray for those that want to be saved. Pray for those that lost loved ones. Pray for those that try to make a difference in the world and come to stop the Jesus Christ. And Father, as always, keep us in church and never discouraged. And Jesus, bless amen and amen. We want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us, and as always, we hope that we pray for something that is on your mind. And as I have said, you can call in your prayer request. If you have a prayer request, the number is 319-527-6722. 319-527-6722. If you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word. Amen. And amen. And now it is time for us to go into our second half of the program. Well, this is the second half of the program. We hope that you have ears on and you so far liking what you're listening to here on Chatting from the Word. Of course, we ask for a second donation and you give your contribution. That'd be a beautiful, beautiful thing. We need the contributions now so that we can keep this fine program going and going. Contributions, of course, you can go to paypal.com, pull up the PayPal webpage, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443 at gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle and do the same. Put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443 at gmail.com. Anything you give, beginning at $5. Anything you can give, beginning at $5. And we will appreciate that very, very much. And if you can do it today, do it today. Help us out here to keep this fine program going and going. Amen and amen. Now, at this time, my usual can listen to us. Of course, you can Podbean, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, of course, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and many others that you can tune in to the program and listen in to us here on Chatting from the Word. And if you want to, this is episode 295 on your BTRO platform. Episode 295 on your BTRO platform. Amen. Amen. My friend, you are listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting that all-important app, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so we like to do just that.
Now here is our host brother Oscar with the chat when we come together in the church.
Amen and amen. Thank you, announcer. It is time for our chat. And as I have said many times, this is one of my best part of the program where we are chatting with you when it comes to the Word. And I'd like to go on record to say that the Word of God is too important for us not to study it, not to love it, not to hold it close to our bosom, not to really get into God's Word, which is Christ Jesus. And that's what we must come to understand. His Word, according to John 1:1, is Christ. And once you get into His Word, you're in Christ. Opposite of that, you're not in His Word, you're not in Christ. And Brother Oscar can say that. The opposite of that, if you're not studying His Word to see what His Word has to say, and to follow His Word in your life, in your worship, you're not in Christ Jesus. Simply said, simply put. And I do recognize many that say, yeah, Brother Oscar, I'm in Christ Jesus, but I study and read His Word and see what I should be doing when it comes to my soul salvation. That means you want time for Christ. Let me say this, Christ died on the cross for you and for me. He took the whippings of a flagellant on his back. They placed a crown of thorns on his head. To go off of a hill of a skull, packing his cross. Don't got a little help to do it. And they nailed his feet together and his hands together. And you're going to tell me you don't have time for Christ when Christ died for you, when he gave his life for you, and you don't have time to see what he says in his word. So this morning, we're going to see what he says in his word. We're going to see what he says in his word. And this morning, as I've said many times, we here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't chat. We just don't teach. We just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk around you, but we want to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. And I believe if we can reason with our dog Rolo, our pet dog Rolo, to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. And I hope we can. I hope we can reason with one another, especially when we are reading the words on the pages, inspiration. The word that we're talking about, 1 Corinthians, the words that God himself gave to Apostle Paul to tell us, we should be able to understand that. And this morning, we're going to be talking about the Lord's Supper, because this is what Paul is mentioning here, Lord's Supper. But I just want to go back a little bit because some things I should have mentioned on yesterday, and we just did not mention that. We just went on ahead of ourselves a little bit yesterday. But what we want to say here, let's read it so that we can get an understanding of what Paul is trying to reveal to us here. Paul says in verse 17, Now in this, I declare to you, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. That word division, many of us know what division is. When you're divided, when you're divided, and so many don't know what to believe. We don't want to believe that is division in the church at Corinth. Even today, don't you know if Apostle Paul was alive today, and if he can see the many divisions that is in the church today, oh man, wouldn't he be surprised as he was with the Corinthian church? But believe me, division even today exists in the body of Christ. And that's the reason why I'm so glad that the Lord has blessed me to bring this program on so that we can chat about the Word of God. Isn't it all right if we chat about His Word so that we can be on one spirit, one thought, one mind? And then in verse 19, Paul says, "For there must be also heresies of you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you." In other words, Paul said there's heresies among you. In other words, that's errors. People are teaching things that are according to the Word of God. That's false teaching going on in the church, Corinth, where you are. So these things must be taken care of. Because if it's not taken care of, what's going to happen is just control, and pretty soon, you're going to be dividing yourself up into different groups. A good officer can say that. And that's what happened. That's what's happening at the Corinthian church. And then he says, and this is a point that we want to make here about the Lord's Supper. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Confuse what Paul is saying. He's not saying not to eat the Lord's Supper, but what the Corinthian church was doing, they didn't know how to eat the Lord's Supper. They just were coming together, eating the Lord's Supper. Some were getting drunk. Others were being gluttonous. They just didn't know how. And here Paul is plainly trying to tell them how the Lord's Supper. Now, the Lord's Supper is what Christ constituted before, if I could use the word constitution, constituted before he left and died on the cross. He came back. He was rose on the third day. Let me put that in there. But this is what he constituted. So turn with me. We're going to read Luke. Chapter quickly, and I don't know if we're going to have time to go into other parts of what we want to say this morning, but turn with me to Luke 20, and we want to read a little bit of it. I believe we started on this yesterday, and we got beyond this, but I just want to reiterate on some points here that I just didn't do on yesterday. Now I want to read. Luke is talking, is narrating, and what Jesus is saying. And first, Luke starts off by saying, Now the feast of the unleavened bread unite, which is called Passover. Now, what I want you all to understand, this is the Passover. And many really don't understand the Passover, if I may use that word. Understand the Passover. But let's turn to Exodus. Exodus 12, I believe. I'm trying to get there, you all. So just be patient, brother. Exodus. And I believe in Exodus, Moses does a great job in explaining how Passover came to be. And I believe we may end with this, but we just want to And I believe we even studied on this not too long ago, the Passover. And here's the Exodus. Turn with me, if you have a copy of God's Word, to Exodus 12. And we want to read down to, let's see here. Let's read down to verse 10. I believe Exodus 12, 1 to 10. And here, Moses writes, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of the month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb." Okay, underline that word, lamb. "According to the house of their father, lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to him unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish." Underline that. Think about that. "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male," underline that, "of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood, strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it, and they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not it raw, nor frozen, at all with water, but roast with fire his head and his legs, and with the fatness thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning is fire. And thus shall ye eat in it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." The Lord's Passover. And this was the time, of course, when Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh that God and Pharaoh was hard-headed. And so God brought in the plague of every firstborn must die. And God told Israel to put blood on their house on one part of the post of the door and another part of the post across from it and one at the head. They put that blood there. And when he see the blood, he'll cast you by. In other words, from one side to the other, what you have? You have the cross, don't you? So we know that that represents cross, the cross. And we know that that lamb represents who? Christ. Okay? So everything that's in the Old Testament is pointing towards God, the Lord coming and dying on the cross. And for me, Christ's getting ready to change up on things, if I may say that. So when we turn back to Luke, turn with me to Luke. Back to Luke, I just wanted to read that to let you know how the Passover came to be. Well, turn back with me to Luke 22. And we want to begin with verse, we said that was the unleavened bread, the Passover. And let's go back to Luke 22 and verse 17. And here, Luke writes, Jesus said, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Now, underline that, what Jesus says here. Take this, divide it among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And then Luke narrates, and he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Underline that remembrance of me. And likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is. So here, Jesus had the right to change the Passover because it was about him from the beginning. The Lord God, it was about the Lord Jesus, the Lord God at the beginning. And still is. And he said, now I'm getting ready to change something here with my death. And since I'm getting ready to change something here with my death, I want you to remember me to be by eating, drinking of the vine and eating of the bread. Remember me in remembrance of what? Of his death, of his burial, of his resurrection. And this is what the Lord's Supper should be about, is remembering of Jesus Christ. And Jesus told them, this is what this is all about. But here the Corinthian church, they was doing the Lord's Supper. They was having a hallelujah time. Some probably was even dancing. Some was getting drunk. Some was just being gluttonous. Because the Bible says in verse 21, when eating, everyone take it before him. Going back to 1 Corinthians 11. Eating, everyone take it before of his own supper. One is hungry, another is drunken. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God? And shame them that have not. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. And Paul said, now, you not even up being in remembrance of Jesus Christ. You're making a party out of it. And he said, this is not time to make a party of it. We will be in remembrance of Jesus Christ. Of Jesus Christ. And the church of God, that church of God is church of Christ, because Acts 20:28 says that he, God, that purchased the church, that he purchased with his own blood. That's Christ. God did not purchase with his blood. God, not the one, became flesh. It was Jesus Christ became flesh, and he purchased the church with his blood. And now we're talking about, of course, the Lord's Supper. And here Paul is telling the Corinthian church, you have it wrong. Get it right. Get it right. We're going to end it with there. We're going to end it there. And you all now confused when to take it. We're going to discuss that tomorrow. We're going to get deep with that tomorrow. So if you want to hear that part of the lesson, tune in. Don't tune us out. Tune us in so that you can hear what we are going to say about the Lord's Supper. Amen, amen. I want to thank you for joining me this morning here on Chatting from the Word. We want to thank you for having your ears on and for listening to us from the Word in the morning. We pray with me, Father, we want heaven. Now be thy name, thy kingdom is here, thy will is in thy Father. We thank you for allowing us to have this time together to be able to praise you, to glorify you, and to hear a portion of your word being chanted about, being teached about. Father, we pray that we may be able to go by your word and live for you. Father, we pray for all of our listeners. Father, we pray that they have a wonderful and beautiful day. The grace of God, we communion of the Holy Spirit, grant you and abide with us until we meet again. In Jesus' blessed name, do we pray. Amen.
Whoa,
amen.
When we
love
and
love everybody.
Oh, we're gonna sing, oh, by and by. Oh, how the ransom singers will together lift that hymn. Oh, yeah. Oh,
by and
by. Yeah.